This is the Sakar Murli of 18th of February 2025. Essence, sweet children, it is your duty to give the Father's message to every home. Under all circumstances, you must definitely find a way to give everyone the Father's introduction. Question: in which aspect should you children be interested? Answer: you should be interested in noting down all the new points that emerge, because it is difficult to remember all of these points. You can use your notes to explain to others. However, you shouldn't write down the points and then leave your notebook aside. The children who understand everything clearly are very interested in taking notes. Song: thousands of people of the world put a lock on your heart. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. Only the One Father would say the words, spiritual children. No one but the spiritual Father would ever call you his spiritual children. You children know that there is the One Father of all the spirits and that we are all brothers. People speak of brotherhood, but Maya enters them in such a way that they call the Father omnipresent, which makes it a fatherhood. Ravan's kingdom exists over the old world. In the new world, there is Rama's kingdom, which is also called God's kingdom. These matters have to be understood. There are definitely two kingdoms, God's kingdom and the devil's kingdom. There is the new world and there is the old world. It must surely be the Father who creates the new world. People of this world understand nothing about the new world or the old world. They don't know anything. Previously, you didn't understand anything either. You were senseless. Who establishes that new world of happiness? Why is there sorrow in this old world? How does hell change into heaven? No one knows these things. Only human beings can know of these things. There are images of deities, and so the original eternal kingdom of deities must surely have existed. It doesn't exist now. It is now government of the people by the people. The Father only comes in Bharat. The people of Bharat don't know what Shiv Baba does when he enters Bharat. They have forgotten their own religion. You now have to give them the introduction of the Trimurti and of Father Shiva. People say deity Brahma, deity Vishnu, and deity Shankar. Then they say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. Therefore, you children have to give them the introduction of Trimurti Shiva. You have to do this service. No matter what the circumstances are, when everyone receives the Father's introduction, they can claim their inheritance from the Father. You know that you are now claiming your inheritance. Many more have yet to claim theirs. It is our duty to make sure that every home is given the Father's message. In fact, only the Father is the messenger. The Father gives you his own introduction. You then have to give the Father's introduction to others. You have to give them the Father's knowledge. The main thing is Trimurti Shiva. This is our coat of arms. Government people do not understand the accurate meaning of this. They show the cycle as a spinning wheel. On it is written, "Truth brings victory." There is no meaning in those words. They are Sanskrit words. The Father is the truth. You gain victory over the whole world with the true explanation that He gives you. The Father says, "I am telling you the truth when I say that you can truly become true Narayan through this study." Those people extract so many different meanings. You should ask them the meaning of this as well. Baba explains in many different ways. Whenever a gathering is being held on the banks of a river, you should go and explain that the Ganges cannot be the purifier. Rivers emerge from oceans. Rivers of water emerge from oceans of water. Rivers of this knowledge emerge from the ocean of knowledge. You mothers now have this knowledge. Go to a Gaumukh where water emerges from that mouth. They believe that that is the water of the Ganges. Even people who are very educated are not able to understand how the water of the Ganges cannot emerge from there. It says in the scripture that the water of the Ganges emerged where the arrow landed. These aspects are of this knowledge. It isn't that Arjuna shot an arrow and that the water of the Ganges emerged where it landed. People go very far on pilgrimages. It is said that the Ganges emerged through the locks of Shankar. It is said too that humans can change into angels by bathing in that water. To change from an ordinary human into a deity is like changing into an angel. You children must now give everyone the Father's introduction. This is why Baba has had these pictures made. All of this knowledge is in the picture of Trimurti Shiva. In their picture of the Trimurti, they don't have the one who gave this knowledge, Shiva. There are only images of those who received the knowledge. You can now explain to them using the picture of Trimurti Shiva. At the top is the image of the one who gives this knowledge. Brahma receives this knowledge from him, and he then spreads this knowledge. This is called the machinery for establishing God's religion. This deity religion gives a great deal of happiness. You children have recognized your true religion. You know that God is teaching you. You become so happy because the one who is teaching you is God Himself. The Father says, "There should be no limit to the happiness of you children. God is incorporeal Shiva and not Sri Krishna." The Father sits here and explains that the bestower of salvation for all is only the one. The golden age is called salvation and the iron age is called degradation. The new world is called new and the old world is called old. People believe that there are still 40,000 years left before the world becomes old. Everyone has become so confused. No one except the Father can explain these things. Baba says, I give you children your fortune of the kingdom and take everyone else back home. Those who follow my directions then become deities. Only you children know about these things. What would new ones understand? It is the task of you gardeners to prepare the garden and make it ready. The master of the garden continues to give you directions. It isn't that Baba would meet a new person and give him this knowledge. That is the task of you gardeners. For instance, when Baba goes to Calcutta, children there think that they will invite their officers and friends to come to Baba. Baba says, they won't understand anything. It is as though you bring Buddhas in front of Baba. This is why Baba says, never bring new ones in front of Baba. It is the task of you gardeners, not the owner of the garden, to explain. The task of a gardener is to prepare a garden. The Father continues to give you directions about what you should do. This is why Baba never meets new children. However, sometimes they have guests at home who want to have a glimpse and ask, why don't you let us meet Baba? So many people go to Shankaracharya, etc. Shankaracharya has a great status now. He is well educated, but nevertheless he was born through vice. Trustees of temples make anyone sit on the gaddi, seat of status. Each one has his own opinion. The Father comes and he himself gives you children his introduction. I enter this old body every cycle. This one didn't know his births. It says in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. Human beings cannot take so many births. They have then said that you also take birth in animal species, etc. And they have increased the number to 8.4 million species. Whatever people hear, they continue to nod and say, it is true. Everything in the scriptures belongs to the path of devotion. In Calcutta, they make beautiful images of the deities. They decorate them beautifully, and then they sink them. It is as though they have become as senseless as babies. They are absolutely innocent. You know that this is hell and that there is limitless happiness in heaven. Even now, when someone dies, people say that so-and-so has gone to heaven. Therefore, heaven must surely have existed at some time. But not now. Heaven would surely come after hell. You know about all of these things, whereas other people don't even know a little. So what would new ones do sitting in front of Baba? Therefore, gardeners are needed who can look after them well. Many gardeners are needed here. When a new student goes and sits in a medical college, he doesn't understand anything. This knowledge is also new. The Father says, I have come to purify everyone. Remember me, and you will become pure. At present, all souls are Tamopradan. This is why they say that each soul is also the Supreme Soul. If the Supreme Soul were to be in everyone, the Father wouldn't sit and beat his head with such people. It is the task of you gardeners to change thorns into flowers. You know that devotion is the night, and that this knowledge is the day. The day of Brahma and the night of Brahma has been remembered. Prajapita Brahma would surely have many children. None of them even has the wisdom to ask who the Brahma of so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris is. Prajapita Brahma is very well known, and it is through him that the Brahmin religion is established. People say salutations to the deity Brahma. The Father makes you children into Brahmins and then into deities. You children should be interested in noting down all of these new points that emerge. The children who understand these things well would be very keen to take notes. It is good to take notes because it is difficult to remember all of these points. Take notes and then explain to anyone who comes. It shouldn't be that you take notes and that you then leave your book aside, that when you are given new points, you put your copies of old notebooks aside. When you study at school and you make progress, you still keep the books of your earlier studies. Here you first of all explain these things. Then at the end, you say, Manmanabhav. Remember the Father and the world cycle. This is the main thing. Constantly remember me alone. This is called the fire of yoga. God is the ocean of knowledge, whereas human beings are oceans of scriptures. The Father doesn't relate any scriptures. If he too were to relate the scriptures, what would be the difference between human beings and God? The Father says, I tell you the essence of the scriptures of the path of devotion. People first play a flute to snakes and then catch hold of them and remove their poison. The Father too makes you stop drinking poison. Human beings have become impure with that poison. The Father says, renounce all of that. Nevertheless, they don't renounce it. The Father makes you beautiful, but in spite of that, some fall and dirty their faces. The Father has come to make you children sit on the pyre of this knowledge. By sitting on the pyre of this knowledge, you become the masters of the world, the conquerors of the world. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Constantly have the happiness that you are the instruments who are establishing the true religion and that God himself is teaching you. Our deity religion is one that gives a great deal of happiness. 2. You have to become gardeners and do the service of changing thorns into flowers. Before you bring them in front of the Father, you must first prepare them well. You have to make this effort. Blessing. May you forget your old bodies and the old world and become seated on Bapdada's heart throne. The place for the confluence-aged, elevated souls to sit is Bapdada's heart throne. You cannot have such a throne at any other time in the whole cycle. You will continue to receive thrones in the kingdom of the world or the kingdom of a state, but you will not have this throne. This is such a huge throne that even when you walk, tour around, eat and sleep, you are constantly seated on this throne. The children who are always seated on Bapdada's heart throne forget their old bodies and the old world. They see them, but do not see them. Slogan. To chase after some limited name, fame, or honour means to chase your shadow. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Just as a new invention is created underground, in the same way, the more you remain underground, that is, the more introverted you remain, the more you will be able to create new inventions. By remaining underground, you will be protected from the atmosphere. Secondly, by being in solitude, your churning power will increase. Thirdly, being in solitude becomes a means of safety against the obstacles of Maya. Om Shanti.